You know how when you're at a casino and like someone blows on the dice before a big roll, or maybe you cross your fingers when you're watching a tense sports game?
Right.
You know, it doesn't actually change the physics of the outcome, but it genuinely feels like it does. Well, welcome to today's deep dive. We are looking at this incredible mix of cognitive psychology papers, anthropological field notes, and behavioral economics data. We're exploring magical thinking.
Yeah, it's that cognitive error where we link our internal thoughts directly to the physical world.
Okay, let's unpack this. Like, when I cross my fingers to influence a football game, what is actually happening in my brain?
Well, your brain is engaging in a process psychologists call thought-action fusion. It's this irrational but deeply hardwired belief that simply thinking about an event materially increases the chances of it happening in the physical realm.
Oh, wow. So it's not just some childish superstition.
No, not at all. What's fascinating here is that evolutionarily, early humans used this as a psychological shortcut. I mean, it was a primary way to manage profound anxiety and impose an illusion of order on a universe that is, frankly, completely chaotic.
So we basically just want to feel like we have our hands on the steering wheel, even when we have zero control whatsoever.
Precisely. In the literature, that's known as the illusion of control. And blowing on dice is harmless, but modern manifestation coaches are heavily exploiting this exact cognitive bias.
Wait, how so?
Well, they target highly anxious demographics, say young people stressed by volatile job markets, and they charge them up to $2,000 for these money workshops.
Ah, with the core promise being that if you align your subconscious, the universe literally materializes wealth for you.
Exactly.
But what happens when someone, doesn't magically manifest a new house or a lucrative career?
The coaches just blame the client. They claim their energetic frequency was simply too low. It completely sidesteps economic realities or systemic poverty.
That is wild. But hold on, isn't a positive attitude generally a good thing? I mean, optimism usually helps, doesn't it?
Oh, a general optimistic outlook is absolutely beneficial. The danger arises when it crosses into toxic positivity, or what clinical researchers call spiritual bypassing.
Spiritual bypassing. What does that actually mean in practice?
It's when a person uses spiritual ideas or positive affirmations to avoid confronting unresolved psychological issues or hard physical realities. You literally see patients abandoning life-saving chemotherapy.
Wait, really? Abandoning chemo?
Yeah, because they believe negative thoughts will magically manifest physical deterioration, and that positive vibes alone have the biological power to cure physiological illness.
That is intense. And that same desperation for control seems to drive vaccine hesitancy, too. Like,
Right.
looking at the data on the fraudulent 1998 Wakefield study,
Oh, definitely.
parents neurologically linked the vaccine to autism simply because the onset of symptoms chronologically overlapped with the standard vaccination schedule.
Right. It's an illusion of causality. The human brain absolutely despises coincidences.
It needs a reason for everything.
Exactly. When faced with a terrifying, unexplained diagnosis, the brain desperately searches for meaning. So it uses magical thinking to glue together two completely biologically unrelated events just because they happened at the same time.
And that exact same desperation for control during a personal health crisis, that scales up to entire populations during political crises, doesn't it?
It does. That's where we see populations regress to heuristic thinking.
Which are essentially mental shortcuts, right?
Right. When a society is overwhelmed by complex, terrifying events, people stop using slow, analytical reasoning and fall back on these fast, primitive shortcuts.
We actually see this across the political spectrum. One example in the sociological data is Donald Trump asserting he could declassify sensitive documents simply by thinking about them.
Yeah, and voters are deeply drawn to that kind of supernatural confidence because of the just world fallacy.
How does that fallacy actually work in the human brain?
Well, it's the cognitive need to believe that the universe is inherently fair, that it magically rewards good and punishes evil.
I see.
So when the modern world feels unpredictable, a political leader claiming they can unilaterally bend reality to their will provides immense psychological relief. It makes the world feel stable again.
It's wild how this infiltrates everyday systems, too. I was shocked to read about polygraphs. They don't actually detect lies.
No, they don't. They just measure generalized biological stress.
And we just magically conflate that physiological response with the cognitive act of deception.
Anthropologists refer to this as sympathetic magic. It's the ancient belief that two things merely associated with each other somehow share a direct mystical link.
That same mystical link overrides biological reality and ecological disasters, too. The sources point to the Yamuna River in India. It is heavily polluted with industrial effluents, yet devotees joyfully drink from it and bathe in the toxic foam. Yeah, because they magically believe the river's metaphysical holy status just neutralizes the pollution. So what does this all mean for you, the listener?
If we connect this to the bigger picture, true resilience doesn't come from wishing reality away or relying on energetic frequencies to fix systemic problems.
Right, you have to face it.
Exactly. It means confronting the material world with empirical, critical thinking, even when that reality is uncomfortable.
It really does. But it leaves us with one final kind of terrifying question. If magical thinking is so deeply hardwired into our evolutionary architecture just to help us survive uncertainty, can humans ever truly eradicate it? Or are we destined to simply invent increasingly sophisticated illusions?